Hey, lore listeners. What happens to druids who lose their mind to the creatures they've shapeshifted into? They get stuck, of course. Now then, what happens if those druids were worshipping the ancient wolf Goldrin? You have the Worgen, naturally, and it's those delightful little bloodthirsty savage mongrels that this lore segment is on. The Worgen themselves appear as most werewolves on television do. They're bipedal, lupin, 6-feet-tall furballs with sharp teeth and claws and speak their own language of barks, growls, and howls. However, if they need to cover ground fast, the Worgen are capable of running on all fours and hauling tail. Finally, they seem to bring with them a dark aura that twists and warps the landscape around them and makes an ever-so-nice, gloomy, and wonderful place to spend time. Also, scratching them behind the ears and giving them a big and bacon strip will make them your friend for life. Just kidding. At least about the scratching behind the ears part. Don't want to put your hands too close now, do we? Initially, the Worgen were believed to be creatures from the Twisting Nether. What? Were they Sargeras' little hunting puppies? When that theory didn't pan out the way that people had hoped, they settled for believing that the Worgen were from a dark, twisted place that sent the Worgen to wreak havoc and destruction wherever they went. They couldn't have been farther from the truth. The Worgen were descended from a sect of druids known as the Druids of the Scythe, who worshipped the ancient Goldrin, the giant wolf. Unfortunately, the savage nature of the Worgen overtook the minds of the druids, and they were helplessly stuck in their Worgen form. The druids decided that the only thing that could be done for the Worgen was to have them hibernate, which was what the Worgen did, until an Archmage Arugal summoned the Worgen to fight back the Scourge. While the Worgen did their job well, they soon turned on their mage allies. Stricken with guilt, Arugal took the Worgen with him to Shadowfang Keep, and in turn cursed the people of Pyrewood Village to turn into Worgen when the sun went down. Needless to say, Arugal did not win the Neighborly Neighbor Award that year, or any year after that, for that matter. Roughly around the same time, a night elf sentinel named Valinda Starsong had to drive the demons out of Fellwood. She prayed to the goddess Alune and was granted the Scythe of Alune. Pretty sure that if Valinda had known the trouble that the Scythe would bring, she might have had a change in religion. The Scythe successfully summoned the Worgen, but soon Valinda noticed that some of her forces were missing. And she soon noticed that it seemed as though the Scythe no longer needed her presence in order to summon the Worgen. I am beginning to think that maybe Valinda didn't go to the Temple of the Moon and pay Alune enough homage. Probably should have made donations in gold and not copper. Ultimately, Valinda went off in search of Arugal, but her fate is unknown. The Scythe was then lost, however there were black riders that swept through Duskwood and slaughtered families of farmers in their search for the Scythe. Personally, I just think there's some little farmer out there who can hack and hew wheat like no other and has the safest farm ever. Like most curses, the Worgen spread the curse that transforms them into the bipedal furry furies that they are so well known as. That curse spread to the kingdom of Gilneas, transforming most of the inhabitants into Worgen. However, many people of Gilneas believe that there is a cure for the curse and are still searching for that cure. They seem to have made some progress, as they have developed a partial cure that allows the Worgen to retain their sanity even while transformed. The Night Elves, upon learning that the Worgen were somewhat sane in Gilneas, approached them out of obligation to help them. After all, it was the Night Elves who brought the Worgen curse into creation, so to speak. This is why I'm a cat person. The Night Elves then offered the Worgen a place in the Alliance, which the Worgen accepted. Can't really blame them either. After decades of being locked away in Gilneas, they were probably happy to get out and see the new sights and smell the new smells. The Worgen are a vicious race that has been a mainstay of Warcraft since the days of the original World of Warcraft. They are a deadly foe and an invaluable ally, and you can make them Northrend ready by just putting a hat on their fuzzy little head. They bring to the Alliance an edge of ferocity that has not been seen before, because, let's face it, an angry gnome warrior may sound scary, but in reality all you need to do is buy some awesome shin guards and you're fine. With their tenacity and cunning, the Worgen are about to be the baddest of the bad on the block.